We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over! Touchdown, UCLA! Let him eat! He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line. Keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free, has daylight. There it is! Touchdown, UCLA!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Sure, it's only 3 games in, but UCLA football already emerging as a Pac-12 power. And over the course of this hour, we will explain why that's the case. Let's welcome you to the program and introduce you to our fine crew. For Nick Cope, former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook, I'm Brian Fenley. We all reside on social media via Twitter, so follow us there to continue the Bruin sports conversation. Nick is on Twitter at NKOOP, Wayne at Wayne Cook UCLA, and I'm at Brian Fenley. On the show for the next hour, we are going to marvel over UCLA's football progress from the offensive line to the running game's emergence to Demetric Felton and this guy setting records. Chase Griffin in at quarterback as we look back at the Bruins' close loss to Oregon last Saturday, 38-35, but the defensive line was on cue. We will rave about that as well. And yeah, Wayne, we'll also spend some time looking at Arizona, which is the next team that we will be playing in the conference.
Well, Nick, I'll tell you what. This is what stinks. UCLA lost 2 games this year they should have won. That's what stinks. And it's easy to say that after Colorado, because I really do think that UCLA was the better team. Turnovers killed them. But you know what? I watched the game. I watched it again. UCLA outplayed Oregon. Problem is, nobody listening right now wants to hear it because your record's still 1-2. So, yes, I agree with you entirely that this team is right there. They can play with the elite teams in the conference. I truly believe that. But they've got to clean it up. Coaches need to really emphasize, and I know they are, They all know the same thing, you guys. We clean this up and stop making the mistakes that are going to cost us, and we're going to win these games. This team is a lot closer than they have been the last couple of years.
Yeah, Wayne, it's frustrating for that reason to be so close and it coming down to a thing like turnovers, but at the same time, that's why it's encouraging, because it's something as simple as that. You're not talking about changing players, changing scheme. It's a very correctable problem there with turnovers, and you're going to start winning games. And I don't think there's any doubt, based on what we've seen these last couple weeks, that this is the best the Bruins have looked under Chip Kelly. I mean, they are moving the ball consistently on offense three games now, and the defense is active. And they looked very good against an Oregon offense that looked great through the first two games. And guys, I know we're excited to break all this down, but let's not forget, we've got basketball starting this week as well. It is a loaded holiday week for us here. And so to help us preview those seasons, we're going to have representatives from both the women's and men's team, Tiger Campbell from the men, Natalie Cho from the women. So lots of stuff to look forward on the program.
One thing we're going to ask Tiger about is how the team is dealing with the distractions of, are you playing this game? Are you not? How does Mick Cronin help his guys to stay prepared through all of the outside noise? Plus, with Natalie Cho, she will be joining us, the UCLA women's basketball star, and she will explain why her legacy goes well beyond what she's doing on the basketball court. But when we return, we'll look at how the Bruin football offense stacked up against Oregon over the weekend, how we thought Chase Griffin played in his first game as UCLA starting quarterback, and what has gotten into Demetric Felton and his stat-stuffing numbers. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, from Learfield, IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Find out what happens when road rage takes a deadly turn. Rent Unhinged, now available at Redbox, starring Russell Crowe. He's a man whose actions escalate to deadly proportions as he becomes single-mindedly determined to teach his single mother a lesson after she impatiently honks at him at a red light. Watch Unhinged along with other new movies and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Don't let the Bruin football's 1-2 record fool you, because as Wayne Cook alluded to in the last segment, the Bruins have lost those two games by a combined 9 points. We had the 48-42 defeat to Colorado, and then last weekend it was 38-35 we lost to Oregon. And the Oregon game is where we are going to focus our attention right now, specifically with what UCLA did on offense. And looking at the quarterback play, Chase Griffin got the start at the signal caller position for UCLA after Dorian Thompson-Robinson later in the week going up into that game had to be taken out because of contact tracing. So Griffin, the redshirt freshman, gets his first career start. And sure, there were turnovers. Sure, there were mistakes. But at the end of this game, he had a chance to tie it slash win it with a drive late in the fourth quarter. The Bruins had success running tempo. They worked the option game, extending drives. Griffin had 195 yards through the air. But Wayne, I think as much as we can look at what Griffin did, managing the offense well and impressed with what he was able to do out there, the one play that Bruin fans are going to go back to is the last one at the end of the first half where the Bruins had a lead and then Griffin forces the throw as he gets pressured, gets picked off. It's a pick six at the end of the half. Chip Kelly called that pick six and said, quote, "The coach in me," he said, "has to stop making bad calls at the end of the first half."
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack there. And first of all, I thought Chase for his first game on the road against Oregon, yes, he had an advantage of not having a crowd there, but still a difficult environment against the highest-ranked team in the Pac-12. Okay, a team that's had the top recruiting classes the last 2 years. So they've got big-time players. Five-star guys on the team. I mean, guys that can really bring it. UCLA just in general looked every bit as talented as them. That's where I'm going to start this, because to me, that is huge for all Bruin fans. If you watch that game, you did not see a discrepancy. And if you watch that game, the line of scrimmage was won by UCLA. When was the last time we said that? The statistics were won by UCLA. The game was won by Oregon, and that's the irritating part. So that gets me back to what you were talking about. Two of Chase Griffin's interceptions, in my opinion, and I even said this with Coach Kelly, and by the way, I respect the heck out of him for owning this. I truly believe that if there wasn't a penalty, you guys remember the delay of game penalty that I still don't understand. I maybe someone can figure out why that's not a 15-yarder.
Yeah.
I don't get that penalty. But he was probably going to let the clock run out, okay, into half, whatever. But because of the penalty and the stopped clock, hey, let's go ahead and see what we can do. 99 times out of 100 probably. Either Chase throws it up, and if it's intercepted, it's like a punt. All your speed guys are down there, and they're going to tackle the guy that makes the interception. Really not a big deal. Chase probably should have, in hindsight, and I'm sure he would say this too, at his clock should have probably run out. Like, hey, I'm running out of time here. I either got to throw it away, or I've got to get down and just take the sack and go in at half. It was his first college game, which is why Coach Kelly probably thought, I probably shouldn't have put him in that situation in the first place. So I get that. I do believe that it was unlucky. I really do. I think they could have called the same play a bunch of times in a row and probably gotten away with it. That time just happened to be the perfect storm. It was a short pass. All the big heavies were trying to catch a fast guy, and it didn't work. So that's a bummer. Then you magnify that, because then you come out in the second half and Oregon goes right down the field and scores. So you're looking at a 14-point, you know, swing right there. That was a big deal. So, but UCLA battled. They kept moving the ball. Chase was, in the first half, he was accurate as could be. I thought he threw the ball well. He's a shorter quarterback. I don't remember any balls being batted down. He made quick and decisive reads. His accuracy was great. I mean, he was hitting guys right on the money. Second half, he had a couple of throws get away from him, but so what? So does every quarterback that's ever played. So he did that, and on the, as you pointed out, that last throw of the game, you know, and I'm not putting this on Kyle Phillips. I guarantee you if we had Kyle Phillips right now, he would say, I should have caught it. But it was a hard catch. I mean, it was a pretty good throw. He was covered really well. It hit his hands, but, I mean, it would have been a really nice play. But, man, the one I probably will say that got away from us, the one turnover that Chase had that was – because, remember, he threw an interception on fourth down where you have to throw it. Well, you know, that is what it is. I don't really chalk that up to a bad play. You have to throw it, because if you don't, they're going to get the ball anyway. So that one was okay. The fumble was an issue. But his first time playing major college football. Guys are stronger. They're faster. He's probably not used to that, so he will get used to that. So – anyway, I know that was a little bit long-winded. I am very pleased with what UCLA looked like athletically, but I will tell you this, and I'm pretty sure, and Nick, you probably know this, I think we're as bad as anybody on our turnover ratio in the nation. I would assume.
I don't have it in front of me, but you're talking about...
I thought I heard that. Yeah, I thought I heard that. And so, like, you cannot win football games, and yet we're losing football games barely. You know what I mean? Like, you turn the ball over four times, usually you're going to lose by more than that, especially against a team like Oregon. But Oregon and Colorado were games where we still had a chance to win late. with all the turnovers. And so that's an issue that needs to be rectified because the talent is there. And I didn't even talk about the running game yet, and I will as soon as you give me a chance.
Well, I want to start here, Wayne, where going into this game and we're hearing the murmurs that Dorian Thompson-Robinson is not going to be available, and it's like, well, let's see what we got. We weren't sure if there was a viable backup quarterback on this team because we hadn't seen it yet, and now we know that, in fact, yes, we do. Chase Griffin proved that. He was poised. He went through his reads, his progressions. You could see, and really, in hindsight, we shouldn't have been that surprised. Just in talking to him, he's such a smart guy. You know he's going to have the fundamentals down and be able to go out there and execute the offense, and he did that. And so for UCLA, who's playing Arizona this weekend, and we don't know the status of Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and we more than likely are not going to know until we get to game day. But there's a good chance that Chase is going to go back out there again on Saturday, and Bruin fans got to feel encouraged with what they saw.
So here's what's good. Remember, and I love what Coach Kelly said about, because people think they have Coach figured out all the time, and maybe some people don't believe him, but trust me, you guys, they were going to run the option with Dorian. Like, when he says that was in the game plan, it's in the game plan. And I've tried to tell people, Chase isn't – he's athletic. Chase can move, but Chase does not run like Dorian does. So you give a little bit up. Like, I noticed the accuracy. I was very impressed with the accuracy of Chase Griffin. He's a thrower, you guys. That's what he does. He's a really solid thrower. He's on time, and he's accurate. That is huge in this offense. Dorian, on that one play that Chase fumbled on, I think he gets a big gain there and they don't catch him. You know what I mean? What Dorian gives you. He gives you that explosiveness in the run game. So, and he also has a bigger arm, but I don't think he's as accurate as Chase, at least from what I've seen from one game. You know, Dorian's got to really work on accuracy. And we've talked about in the past about having your feet set and throwing the right way. But you know what? And I'll probably tease what we're going to talk about next segment. It doesn't hurt when the big heavies up front are manhandling the other guys, and you got a running back, and we had two of them that had pretty good games, but I'm telling you, this Dimitri Felton, and we already knew he was good last year, but people said, well, I don't know if he can be a full-time back. Well, guess what? 2 weeks in a row, he's been a really good full-time back, and I have not seen a back on TV that I've watched in all these games that has a freaking spin move like this guy has. I don't know how he doesn't get dizzy. I don't know how he keeps his balance, but he keeps doing it over and over again, and people keep missing him.
That's the voice of Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback, alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Yeah, Felton, second in the conference in rushing yards, had two touchdowns against Oregon last weekend, a career-high 167 yards on the ground. And yeah, his former coaching staff did not think it would be in his best interest to be used as a full-time running back. Well, it just shows you the ingenuity and how clever Chip Kelly is in getting Felton to perform this way. All right, coming up next, we are going to spend more time on the state of UCLA's defense and how they've transformed into the Pac-12 sack leaders, plus just how much better has the Bruins' run defense got? Wayne Cook definitely has an answer for that. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Ralph's on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, warm stuffing, creamy mashed potatoes you can stuff in your mouth so you don't have to answer Aunt Susan's questions, sweet onions sautéed with buttery Brussels sprouts, grandma's famous casserole that you can't get enough of, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Ralph's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Town and Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Koch, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Plenty of great content coming up later in the hour here on the Bruin Insider Show. We will preview UCLA football's game against Arizona. Also, Bruin basketball star Tiger Campbell will be alongside with us a little bit later. But now it's time to spotlight UCLA's football, their defense against Oregon in the 38-35 loss up in Eugene last weekend. And Wayne, let me just sort of set you up here with this defense and how well they have been playing on the Bruins side. 10 sacks through three games. That leads the Pac-12. We saw sacks from Carl Jones, Oso Odighizuwa in the game against the Ducks. 4 sacks, in fact, against Oregon, which is the second straight game the Bruins have had 4 sacks in a game. Also, 10 tackles for a loss. That was UCLA's defense against Oregon. And currently, the Bruins are 4th in the conference in run defense. And what I wanted to point out, Wayne, is C.J. Verdell, the star running back for Oregon, was hampered significantly in this game. Came into it with back-to-back games with over 100 yards rushing in each of them. Then fumbled against the Bruins and had 12 carries for 18. And that fumble that Verdell had was returned back for a touchdown by Quantrez Knight.
That was actually one of my favorite moments of the game, actually, because Quantrez had one of the turnovers on a kickoff return, which we don't see him do that very often, and then he comes around and gets a scoop and score, which was awesome. Because I've said this from the beginning, and here's what's really fun, you guys, and I pay attention to weird things, but in the first game against Colorado, which was probably the defense's worst performance, you know, Quantrez looked like he was playing at a different speed. I don't notice that anymore. And this is what I think. This is my opinion. I think Quantrez has changed how hard these guys play. You know, I love it. I always have felt like if you don't have leaders within your team, you know, coaches can only do so much. But now I'm noticing everybody plays like their hair's on fire. Carl Jones has always been an energy guy too, so he's another one. What Odighizuwa has been doing, I mean, he is a nightmare for opposing. I mean, quarterbacks don't want to face this defense right now because if you watch the film in 3 weeks, they're bringing it. They are coming from every single angle. I talked about how the offensive won up front and the offensive line. I think the defensive line won up front too. Everybody's playing at a higher level. And I have always believed that when you have players giving it more than everybody else, people start watching it on film and they don't want to be embarrassed anymore. They're like, we can go harder. And with the way this team rotates people in and out of the game and keeps people fresh, man, that's fantastic. And when you throw a pass rush at an opposing team, especially a young quarterback like Tyler Shuck, and you have a corner, and we haven't talked about him enough, and I always joke around, when you're not talking about a corner, it's because he's doing a great job. Jay Shaw has turned into one of the best corners, if not the best corner, at least so far, in the conference. He's been playing lights out. He's been like a lockdown corner. So I can't say enough. And this stinks because they lost a game that, again, I thought they should have won. And they gave up some points. I'm not going to say they didn't. But think about how many of those points came off turnovers, just like the Colorado game. This defense is for real. They're bringing it from all over the place. They're having fun. I mean, again, when you play quarterback against a team like this, you better know where people are coming from or you're going to get hit.
Wayne, I feel like you're reading my mind. I was going to bring up Jay Shaw because he's yeah. You mentioned he's one of the best in the conference. Well, Pro Football Focus, they're very reputable in rating guys at every position at the college level and how they might translate to the pro level. He's the top-rated cornerback by that publication in the Pac-12 right now. He's very active, couple pass breakups. I do want to go back to your point earlier, though, on how this team is playing. You saw more fire in them in this game. Things were getting a little chippy out there with Oregon, especially in that first half, and I like that this defense had a little bit of edge to it, and you're seeing it translate in all those tackles for loss. They are fifth in the nation with 27 tackles for loss. And that, to me, in addition to just winning up front on either side of the ball, the fact that they're able to generate some negative plays, that is just such a boost that we have not had the luxury of having the last couple of years.
So here's what's fun, and here's what I hope turns this thing into something special, because I think we're close. I really do. I think we're really close. The offense is scoring points. You have an offense, you're running the ball. You have guys coming off the field after drives where they're getting multiple first downs and they're putting points on the board. I promise you this is a team game and the defensive guys know this. If we get our offense the ball, they're going to score. Like, that's cool. Okay? The offense is watching the defense go, man, these guys are wreaking havoc. We're in this game. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to have 20, 30 point comebacks every week because we're becoming a more solid team. So they're all feeding off each other. Yes, they're playing with fire. They're playing like a team that wants to win these games. And I didn't see any indication that they didn't think like they were right there the whole time against Oregon. And I guarantee you, to a man, they're all sitting there this week going, man, we had that one. We let it get away. I'll end this little speech here with something that I think is important. I'm not a moral victory guy. I'm really not. But I do believe in the psychology of athletes. Okay? And I really think it matters. Back in 1993, we played a Nebraska team with Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips. And, you know, that was their era with Tom Osborne where they were great, right? And so we end up losing 14-13 at the Rose Bowl. And it was a game that we had a long touchdown by Skip Hicks called back. We had two field goals missed. Everything, even their team said. I talked to Trev Alberts a year later, and he goes, man, we got lucky in that one. You should have beat us. And we all know that. But because we lost that game to an elite team, we had a young team that we didn't know how good we could be. But after the game, we were like, you know what? We're really good. We can play with anybody. And we ended up playing in the Rose Bowl that year. I bring that up because I really believe, and I hope this is true, I really believe this could have been a moment for a team that's lost a lot. When you lose a lot, I mean, a lot of these guys have been on the team the last 2 years, right? I spent a lot of time talking about before the season started, before when we were doing these Bruin Insider shows, I said, listen, this team's older, they're more mature, we've got more experience, and it's going to pay off. Now, still, 1-2, you're like, eh, it looks a lot like the same, but it doesn't. It looks totally different to me. This looks like a much better team, and this may be that moment where in their head now they're thinking, man, Oregon's been there, everybody's picking them to win this thing, and we had them in their place. So I'm hoping that they walk away from that going, man, we're going to be a different team, and now they truly believe that they can play with anybody. And I'm telling you, that is very powerful in sports.
Wayne, that fight that you're talking about, that you're articulating, that you're seeing from the Bruins, was exactly what Sam Razzo said yesterday during player availability to the media, the Bruins center, where he said, yeah, going back to the game against Oregon, when we had those two turnovers within 23 seconds of each other, and they both led to Oregon touchdowns, we could have easily just sort of backed down. But we always kept fighting, and we found opportunities to stay in it. And as you're saying, the fight is there, and that shows maturity. We're going to have more with Wayne coming up later on in the hour as we preview the Bruins' next game, which is against Arizona at the Rose Bowl. But on the other side, it's Natalie Cho. She will be joining us. She has made a humongous difference being a part of this UCLA women's basketball team. But Cho is going to tell us why she's become a game changer in more ways than one. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
There for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV.
I was just thinking how.
Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Johnson right against the sideline. Touchdown!
With Nextiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12, we're connecting champions on the field and in the office. Nextiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate.
Unbelievable!
See why Nextiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit Nextiva.com. That's Nextiva.com.
Historical moment right there.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
You don't need me to tell you, but when you're passionate about something, it gives you a purpose in life. And for UCLA women's basketball star Natalie Cho, she has invested everything into basketball, given so much of her time to grow within the game. But if you spoke to her, as we are about to today, she'll say while she's at UCLA, she wants to be remembered for more than what she does just on the court. She joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show. Natalie, how would you chronicle the mental ups and downs you felt from college basketball, the unexpected ending to last season, and then what you've gone through up to now as you prepare for this unparalleled upcoming season that starts this week?
I know it starts this week. It's crazy to even say that. But yeah, going back to like March and just throughout the whole summer and quarantine, it's just been an emotional and mental roller coaster. I think I can say that for like the whole team. From the start, like March, hearing that our tournament was being canceled, that was a huge blow to the team. I really felt for the seniors that we had that year and what they were going through, because it's just hard to end a college career like that. But also just like throughout quarantine, like not even knowing if we'll have a season, not even knowing if we're going to come back to UCLA on campus for school. It was just a lot of up and downs. But I do have to give a lot of the credit to the staff, Coach Corey, and the whole administration for just keeping us updated and keeping us in the loop with what was going on and what to expect. So just really glad to be back, definitely, yeah.
We're on the cusp of you guys finally playing that first game. Where do you feel like you guys are at? You return a nice core group of players. Obviously, it's tough to replace someone like Japrice Dean. You've had a couple opt-outs, but you've got yourself, Lindsay Corsaro, and all her leadership there, and you've got Michaela Onyenwede, along with Charisma Osborne. Do you think you guys will be able to kind of pick back up where you left off?
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, we have a really veteran group. We've all had a lot of experience playing college ball, and we're really excited for the freshman that's here with us, Emily. She's awesome. She's been doing great. But yeah, losing Japrice, like our point guard, was pretty big. She was a huge player, had a huge role on our team, but throughout like the past couple of months, we've been learning how to get through that and play without her. And I think that we're in a great place to start the season. I can't believe we're even talking about it. A couple of months ago, we're like, are we going to even have a season? So just really grateful that we get to play the sport that we love. Yeah.
Natalie Cho with us, UCLA women's basketball star on the Bruin Insider Show. Alongside Nick Cope, I'm Brian Finley. Natalie, you are also thoroughly involved in activism. How are you using basketball as a means to get your message across and deliver words of hope?
Yeah. So as a student athlete, especially at UCLA, such a prestigious school, I do feel like as student athletes do like have a platform that we should be utilizing with mine, with the Asian American community. I know that I'm able to talk to my community in any way that I can and help bring awareness to what's going on in our country. And I'm just really grateful to be in a program and also a university that does like get behind me and supports me in whatever I feel passionate about. Because I know that a lot of other programs and schools don't necessarily do that for their players.
Early on during the pandemic, you spoke out about the prejudice and racism that yourself as an Asian American and other Asian people have experienced in the wake of the coronavirus. And you also had a really nice essay that I encourage people to read over on ESPN.com. A tough thing to deal with, and sorry you had to deal with that, but have you found any positives as a result in speaking out against those prejudices and racism that you've experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. So coming out and saying that, I just wanted people to empathize and like learn what other communities and groups were going through. And I do feel like people realized what was going on. And also for myself, you could ask anyone on the team, any of my close friends, like I would have never spoken up about anything like that. I'm too like a people pleaser and I'm scared to do all that kind of stuff. So I do think personally, I did grow a lot as a leader. And yeah, I'm way more comfortable writing essays and stuff. So that was like, I was in my bag for that one. But like speaking out is just, it's like a little bit more tougher. But so I feel like personally, I did grow a lot in leadership in that way.
Natalie, the person you've become today, a large part of that is due to the profound effect your mom has had on you. You've been very open about how she has guided you down this basketball path and supported you along the way. Why is your mom your hero?
Oh, that's so hard. That's not hard. It's just she does so many things that I just admire. So my mom, she's my hero. The thing I most admire about her is that she's just so independent and she's so strong. She came to a country, she didn't really know anyone. She didn't know the language, she didn't know the culture, but she really made a life for herself in a new world. And she worked hard, was really independent. I hope I'm as independent and strong as her. But she's just so strong. And yeah, that's why she's my hero. Yeah.
And for those listening who aren't aware, Natalie's mother played for the Chinese national team and not only a big influence on your life, but also your basketball life. Another person that people will know the name, Jason Terry, coached you when you were in middle school. What was that experience like?
Man, I owe a lot to Coach Jet. We call him Coach Jet, Jason Terry. Yeah, he has been my mentor since middle school. I remember playing. I don't know what I was doing, but he like came up to me and was like, hey, do you want to play on my AAU team? And I was like, oh my God, I would love to. Cause he's like a legend, Dallas Mavs, like huge player for that championship team. And so, and I still am in contact with him today. And we talk all the time. I mean, he's one of the best shooting guards ever. I play shooting guard and I have learned so much from him. He's just a huge mentor to me. We talk all the time. He's at Arizona right now. Best of luck to him too. So, yeah.
Natalie, so excited to see your game expand going into your senior year. Obviously, more will be on your shoulders. That three-point shot is going to continue to go down. And you call Jason Terry a legend. I think by the time you finish your senior year, we're going to be calling you a legend. Natalie Cho, thank you so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. Really appreciate your positivity and your story and how much it motivates others.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate this opportunity.
So that was Natalie Cho. And if you needed just any other incentive to root for her, when she was 10 days old, she stopped breathing and she was rushed to the hospital and doctors saved her from brain damage. It was a respiratory issue that was known to kill newborns. And thanks to how quickly her family got her to the hospital, she was able to make it through unscathed and now is creating, Nick, so much change in this world. I just don't have enough great things. I could go on and on about what she's doing today.
I know it was too bad. We only had the little bit of time with her. I felt like we could have just gone back and forth with her for a long time. Excited to see her and the rest of this team back on the floor. It's going to be kind of getting right into it for them too. They have only three non-conference games on the schedule, two of them coming up this week, including their opener tomorrow at 2:00 at Pauley, which you can watch online since you can't attend. But then they have a 22-game conference schedule, and so next week they're going to take on Arizona on the road to get things going. Arizona, one of the top teams in the conference this season. So really interested to see how this team comes out here, and it's going to be interesting to see on the women's side too how that 22-game conference schedule goes. Teams are going to be losing a bit more than they're accustomed to, I think.
The women might have a 22-game conference schedule. The Bruin men's basketball team is ranked number 22 in the AP Top 25 preseason poll. Tiger Campbell, the Bruins' celebrated point guard, he's going to join us next. I ask him, how would he describe this team? He's going to give you a couple traits to give you a sense of the identity and how good they're going to be. Don't go anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network with Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
The passion.
25, first down, 20, 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting bled, down he goes.
The speed.
Doubled, and it's going to be. Oh,
my. Western College football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder, get
30, 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen on Saturdays this fall on College Sports Now on TuneIn.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Arguably the best point guard in the Pac-12 resides in Westwood. His name, Tiger Campbell. He's a redshirt sophomore, and he will be on the passing end of a lot of alley-oops as the Bruins offense gets roaring. Their season starting tomorrow. Campbell joining us now. Tiger, how has Coach Cronin advised the team on dealing with the distractions that might arise, you know, whether you're playing a game or not, just to stay focused and control what you can control?
He's kind of just really put it on us. He has trust in us, and he's kind of just telling, you know, a lot of stuff is going on outside of this locker room, and you know you're going to go home, you're going to get food, you're going to do certain things, and just really what he tries to make sure is we're just smart about things like going out or not really trying. He hasn't said don't go out per se, but it's just he puts it on us as a team. Like, it's really on us. Like, if we go out and if we were to, you know, with everything going on, if we were to test, you know, positive for COVID or anything, that would be on us. Kind of just, he gives us our freedom, but he's still telling us, you know, guys, like, we got to reel it in. We got big games, you know, like, we got to stay focused. And that's really what's helped us.
With all that's gone on this year, what's the feeling like with you guys in the locker room as you guys are right there ready to start the season here shortly on Wednesday night?
We're all excited to play. Obviously, how last season ended, it was pretty exciting. You know, hopefully we might have made the tournament last year or whatever that means. But going into this year, we're all excited. We're all ready to go. And it's obviously, it's just good seeing everybody, because we had this long break. It's just good seeing everybody, you know, every day we practice and just coming together as a team for things like that. You know what I mean?
If you were to single out one trait, and I know there are a lot of them representing your team, but one trait that you think will define this year's team, what is it, Tiger, and why?
Let me think.
Yeah. The motto, what you want to be known as, the notoriety. Well, okay.
What
the
we want to be known as is a team filled with toughness and either toughness or just playing hard. And why? I just believe that's what coach instills in us. You know, every practice he's on us, he takes a lot of pride on the defensive end. So us being his team, we take a lot of pride on the defensive end. So I would like to say toughness. Like, hopefully we come out and we just play tough. And also, if I could add another one, if I could possibly, I would say together.
Sure.
You know, everybody is talking to everybody. This is a really close team. So either together or toughness.
I think we saw both of those things towards the end of last season as well. You said last week after practice that you guys have been playing faster in the lead up to the season than you were last season. How does a quicker pace play to your strengths and also the strengths of everyone around you?
Me personally or the team?
Both.
Me personally, I like getting out in transition. And, you know, if you can get some transition buckets, their teams are better with playing half court defense. So if we can get out in transition and push the ball and get easy buckets, that's what we want. And as a team, just you're pushing. If you're pushing and I'm trying to look up and get it to the guy ahead of me, you know, it's ball movement, sharing the ball. So I would say like how like playing fast is with we've just been trying to push and just share the ball.
Bruins point guard Tiger Campbell joining us on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Tiger, as a redshirt freshman last year, you finished third in the conference in assists per game. You brought up the transition game, moving things forward. And when you're in transition, you have this knack for finding teammates, that sixth sense of where they are on the court at all times. You know where that is. How did you develop that cunning court vision?
You know, as a kid, I've always just played. Growing up, I've always played point guard. So I've always been instilled with push and, you know, share the ball and look up and things like that. But I really just love finding my teammates. And they just, yeah, I would like to give all them the props because I can make the pass or do whatever. But if they don't hit the shot or if they don't drive and make that, maybe sometimes I'll get a hockey assist. But, you know, I put it on my team. They seem to just know where to be at. And I just find them. And with playing fast, coach just has instilled so much confidence in me as just, you know, onto the next play. So I don't really have to worry too much about turnovers or things like that, negative things, you know what I mean? So it's a lot. Coach has helped me a lot with that, stuff like that.
Down the stretch last season, you were playing a lot of minutes, consistently mid-30s. How challenging was that for you? And are you expecting coach to ride you like that again this year?
You know, I wouldn't say it was challenging because I love to play basketball. I do it every day. It's the game I love. But yeah, I'm not too worried about that. You know, I just believe in coach. If I need to play 35 minutes, then coach will play me 35 minutes. If I need to play 5 minutes, coach will play me 5 minutes. You know, coach has it under control and things like that. It's not really up to me to think about or even worry about. You know what I mean? So If coach needs me to play 30 minutes, I can play 30 minutes for him. I can play 40 minutes for him, whatever he needs.
I'm sure Chris Smith has that same mindset, the presumptive go-to scorer for you guys this year. And I think it was last week he talked about being more vocal and how that's not really his personality, but he's using that because he knows he has to be a leader. Tiger, where do you see Chris's being more vocal, being more assertive, coming out the most, and what is he saying in those situations?
Well, you know, he's been working a lot on being more positive and things like that. Not to say he's been negative, but, you know, like he said, he's trying to talk more, be more of a leader. So he's, you know, giving guys high fives, you know, making sure people are in the right spots. He's been doing really good for us. And I think it will help him in his career, conforming himself and becoming a leader, because he's a great guy. You know, he can lead us, you know. So we have faith in Chris. And I have faith in not just Chris. I have faith in every guy in our locker room. But, you know, Chris has been a good leader for us these past couple months. And I definitely noticed him getting better and really wanting to do that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I get the sense just listening to you guys, watching you guys, that this is kind of a leadership by committee team you got going on, and everybody's so together. How has that camaraderie come together for you guys over the last year or so?
I think it just has to go with people being straightforward with each other and, you know, just being on the same page. Because I know why these guys are working so hard. You know, they have stuff, they have families to feed and things and that such, you know what I mean? So I can look at somebody and be like, come on, man, let's get going. And I'm going to, and same vice versa. If someone's getting on my back, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh man, like this guy's on my back. Like he needs to stop. And be like, okay, I must be doing something wrong. He's trying to look out. Like this is my brother over here. So I think it just goes as to just being honest and straightforward with each other and not really taking it to a place that it doesn't need to be taken, if that makes sense. I don't know if I explained it.
Yeah, I got you.
UCLA basketball star Tiger Campbell joins us. The last question on my end, Tiger, is how do you foresee these next couple days? You're going to San Diego, going to be playing a couple teams, San Diego State to start. What are you doing as a club to get ready for the action-packed couple days in your near future?
Me personally or the team?
Both.
Okay, me personally, just making sure guys are ready, you know, instilling confidence every day in my guys in practice, and just making sure we paying attention to scout when we're watching it and things. And that's pretty much what I can control. And as a team, how we've gotten ready is, you know, watch scout, just been together, you know, really tried to lock in on plays that they do in practice and other things like that. But I think that the main thing is guys are just ready to play. So we're all just excited, and the ball's going to go up on Wednesday and we'll see how it goes. Well, I mean, obviously we want the win. We've been working for it, but a big thing is also just taking it one game at a time. We've only been worried about San Diego State.
Tiger, no doubt about who's got the best hair on this team. It's you. And we've seen guys grow out hair over during the pandemic. So being the hair aficionado that you are, who's got the second best hair on the team?
The second best hair, huh? I'm going to have to say my roommate, Jalen Hill. I like, he got,
oh,
on, he got the blonde in it. I got to give it to my roommate, my guy, Jay Hill.
Love it.
Yes, Jalen Hill might be number two, but number one, Tiger Campbell. We can't wait to see you on the court coming up this week. And what a thrill it will be. Tiger Campbell, appreciate you coming on the Bruin Insider Show.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
That's Tiger Campbell. San Diego State is the first game. That is tomorrow at 7:30 at Viejas in San Diego. And of course, Tiger, the definition of unselfishness, takes more joy in seeing and helping his teammates succeed. Wayne Cook on the other end as we scout out the Bruin football's next opponent. It's Arizona. Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been helping healthcare workers by donating over 15,000 face shields to hospitals and service to frontline hospital workers Honda for free. But since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've been volunteering at food banks around Southern California to feed those most in need and even paid rent for people struggling during these hard times. And now that SoCal is back to school remotely, the helpful Honda people gave new laptops to all six kids in a family that had been trying to do schoolwork on a single phone. And they can help you too with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
Feel Good Banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Bruin football hosting Arizona on Saturday, and Wayne, the Wildcats have lost 9 in a row. They just fell to Washington 44-27. You look at the score and you're like, oh, that's not that bad. But they were trailing 37-0 in this game, totally beaten down at the line of scrimmage.
Well, first of all, you guys, I want to say this just because I'm a huge basketball fan. I'm definitely good luck to the men's and women's basketball teams. That was a great couple of interviews at Tiger Campbell and Coach Cronin and company and the basketball team. I can't wait to watch that game tomorrow. So good luck to our Bruins. I have this weird feeling, you guys, and I promise I'll get to Arizona in a quick second, but I have this weird feeling that basketball and football are on an upswing, and we're going to have some good years in front of us, starting tomorrow with basketball and then this Saturday with UCLA taking on an Arizona team that, let's be honest, you guys, they're struggling. But this is the Pac-12. UCLA has to play with every bit the urgency they did going into Oregon. They need to come in. They're playing a team that's not going to be nearly as good on defense. They're going to have an opportunity to keep putting up big numbers. The offensive line needs to dominate. I want to see balance. We don't know, you know, and again, I want to make this clear. If Dorian can come back and play, then great. You know, bring it, Dorian. Bring what you bring, man. We know, and again, both quarterbacks, no turnovers. Let's have a game with zero offensive turnovers, because this is a team that you can definitely take advantage of. I like Grant Gunnell at quarterback for Arizona. But from what I've seen of UCLA's defense and offense, this is a game that UCLA should definitely win. I know they're favorites. I expect them to cover. Not that this is anything to do with gambling, but whatever that line is, I think UCLA will win by more. I'm pumped.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Wayne. Especially for the Bruin offense, based on what we've seen and how they've consistently moved the ball through three games against teams like Colorado, Cal. I mean, you know, those are solid defenses, yep. And so they should be able to do that against Arizona. What I'm most curious to see is, this is an Arizona offensive line that has been in flux. They've tried several different combinations and can't quite figure out what the best mix of five is there. They've allowed 9 sacks in just 2 games. This is prime time for this UCLA front to keep teeing off on another offensive line. That's what I'm going to be looking forward to.
Yeah. No, I again, 100%, man. I don't remember the last time I was – again, we need to give Coach Jerry Azenero and company credit for how creative they've been. This group, again, much more experienced, older, stronger. The new players have come in, like Obi Igbo and Quantrez Knight have come in and really stepped up. We've seen Caleb Johnson play well. But, I mean, just as a group, this defense is absolutely playing really aggressive football, and I love it.
The Bruin football defense is playing aggressive. Bruin basketball looking to do that as well. We will continue to look at their first opponent, San Diego State, where the Aztecs are vulnerable. That coming up next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home. And we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
UCLA men's basketball coach Mick Cronin has a viral message out there to his players. He says, stay positive, test negative. And the Bruins are going to be taking on San Diego State tomorrow, 7:30, Nick, as the season is almost here.
And this is a pretty challenging game to get things going with. It's going to be a true road game, albeit there won't be any fans at Viejas down in San Diego. But this is a San Diego State team. I don't know if everyone remembers last year. It feels like a long time ago, but this team went 30-2 last year before the season was stopped. They won the Mountain West regular season title. And so coming into this year, they have to replace three starters, including Malachi Flynn, who was just drafted in the first round by the Toronto Raptors. But they're still expecting to be right there at the top of the Mountain West. And best case scenario, they win the Mountain West and are a team that could maybe make the second week of the NCAA tournament. Those are the expectations for San Diego State. They're going to have an experienced starting lineup looking like four seniors and a junior there. So the Bruins are going to have their hands full. A couple guys to keep an eye on for San Diego State. Matt Mitchell, first-team all-conference last year, lengthy 6'6 forward, who can attack from the outside but can also bang bodies inside. And also, one more name to keep an eye on, Nathan Mensah, big guy who's going to try to clog the lane for them at 6'10", 230, one of the best rim protectors in the conference. He missed most of last season with a pulmonary embolism, so that's a huge boost that San Diego State's getting him back. I look for UCLA to crash the boards hard in this one, and not sure how well San Diego State's going to be able to defend the perimeter. So those are two areas where I think UCLA has an advantage.
You think about that lockdown perimeter guy defensively. Know this name right now. Remember it. Keep it in your memory. Jalen Clark, the freshman, is an elite defender, and he will dazzle. For producer John Essick, Damon Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, Paul Engel, I'm Brian Fenley, Nick Cope, Wayne Cook. Go Bruins!
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.